You're tuned in to Nerd Overload, your weekly show for video games, movies, TV shows, comics, tech news, and more. Sponsored in part by Warp Zone Video Games and Beyond. Now your hosts, Cody Pinnick, Samantha Cross, Sam Dunham, and Josh Harrison.
Welcome to another episode of Nerd Overload, the pop and geek culture show that is definitely not six gnomes in a trench coat. I'm Cody.
I'm Sam.
I'm Josh.
And I'm Samantha.
We have a great show for you this week, a lot of news to go over, but first let's get into some things we've been checking out.
Let's see, I built the first of my LEGO Dimensions Series 2 sets. I got the Mr. T one.
Okay, cool.
Not Mr. T, B.A. Baracus from A-Team.
Gotcha.
It's Mr. T.
Mr. T who is afraid of flying.
Yeah. Even though the van's third change is a plane.
Oh, of course it is.
Which is weird.
Yeah, that is weird.
It was a huge letdown, though. He's not voiced by Mr. T.
Oh, he's not?
No. I don't know who it is. It sounds like Phil LaMarr or just...
Probably.
Somebody like that. He just sounds like a generic black dude.
I mean, you couldn't get Mr. T. All he's doing is freaking tea commercials.
Yeah.
Dressed as a butterfly ferryman.
Like, they totally could have got Mr. T.
They
could
have.
I don't know if they just didn't want to
try. Pretty sure they could have got Mr. T on discount.
Yeah. They had freaking Michael J. Fox and Christopher Lloyd in the first game. We can't get Mr. T for the second half.
But... Yeah. I mean, Mr. T's got to eat.
Yeah. And I haven't done the, because it opens up an adventure world, I haven't done that yet because it's a 10 gigabyte download.
Oh, wow.
For the new content.
Wow.
Yeah, so I'm like, well, I'll enjoy that in a week when it's done. But the Mr. T minifig is really good. It looks like him. The van, the A-Team van that's the other model, is excellent. Looks like a cool tiny little van.
Awesome.
If you keep Mr. T idle, he'll drink milk out of a baby bottle and fall asleep.
Oh, that's great. That's really good. I like that.
Other than that, what other stuff have we been doing? There's another episode of Zorn, which continues to be good.
Okay,
I liked it.
Good.
I haven't watched it yet.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's another sitcom type of setup, because that's what the show is.
Sure, okay.
Where his son's getting bullied at school because he won't wear shorts at gym because of his cartoon legs.
Okay.
And it was a good episode. I don't know. There's not a whole lot to... I don't want to spoil it, but...
Yeah.
We've successfully kept with it for three episodes, and I think it's worth keeping going. Because it's never good to judge a show just by one.
Just right.
You should give it at least three.
Yeah. I usually give it about six, to be honest. If I'm going to really try a show, I usually give it six. But no, that's good. I'm glad it's good. I'd still need to sit down and watch it. Are they being put up anywhere online, or is it
Hulu.
Just... Oh, is it Hulu?
It's a Fox show, so it's a Hulu.
Okay,
Oliver.
See, I haven't even had a chance to look.
Yeah,
so.
They're usually on Hulu the next day.
Okay, cool. I'll have to get caught up on that.
I popped Super Mario 3D World back in for some reason.
Oh, yeah?
I had the weird urge to play that again, and it still maintains to be a great game.
Oh, good.
You always forget how fantastic the music is, too. The fully real live music that plays.
Yeah.
Actually, what inspired me to start playing that again was a mod for Mario 64 came out.
Oh, really?
A hacked version.
Okay.
And it adds like 130 new stars, whole new, brand new levels, 11 new power-ups. It is ridiculous.
Oh, jeez.
It's like a whole other game. It's called, I think, Super Mario 64 Last Impact.
Wow. That is crazy.
Yeah, it's nuts, and it's pretty fun. The only problem is the camera is a nightmare because it's a Nintendo 64
game. It's a Nintendo
game,
yeah. Yeah.
But it's worth checking out, especially since Nintendo will probably shut it down in a
very
couple
soon.
Days.
Very soon, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's probably going to be gone by the time,
this airs.
Yeah.
Since they're being extra litigious lately.
Yes.
But, it has the frog suit.
Oh, it has the frog suit.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I love
one
the frog
suit. One of my favorite
suit.
Power-ups from Super Mario Bros. 3.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They've never brought that back, and they really should.
I agree.
It makes water levels bearable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that. Yeah, the four-directional control you get in the water is cool.
It's almost like on guard the swordfish in
Donkey Kong Country.
Yeah.
Yes.
In this game, it just makes you swim a lot faster, but that's fine.
That's fine.
Swim real slow in Mario 64.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, for sure. Yeah.
That horrible drowning. It's so terrifying when Mario drowns.
It is. Yeah.
It's kind of terrifying in a lot of games.
Yeah. Like, especially Sonic.
Like, yeah, Sonic, where the music drops out.
Yeah.
Bum, 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 bum. Mm-hmm.
And then you sit there and you're like,
yeah.
Oh, God, I hate it.
Drowning in video games is intense. I can't think of a game where it doesn't get really intense. Like, you feel like you get a little claustrophobic about it.
A little bit, yeah, yeah.
It's kind of a cool how it affects you.
I think it's like it's a legit fear.
Yeah. Yeah, it really taps into a primal emotion.
It's like, I hate, like whenever I used to play WoW and I used to drown in the water, and then your body just floats up to the surface. I'm like, oh, God, that's so sad.
Yeah.
I put in a little time at Star Trek Online, too.
Okay, cool.
I mean, I like it.
I liked it, too. I just fell off of it.
Yeah, it's different than most MMOs. It's kind of got an episodic structure that I like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The combat's more action-y than I remember. Did they change it, or am I just not remembering?
Are you talking about, like, the ground combat or the space combat?
The ground combat.
Oh, no, it's always kind of been sort of action-y, like, with the roles and stuff. But I always played a tactical character anyway.
I'm an engineer.
Yeah.
So I can lay mines down on the ground, I guess, is what I've been doing.
Nice.
Well, most of the time I just kind of blast people in the face and then I cut them up with my...
Well, yeah, you play a Klingon. I play a Starfleet human.
Federation scum.
But I've been playing it on PlayStation 4. You can play it on there now for free.
Oh, that's cool.
And yeah, it's just nice to be able to play it with a controller.
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet mm-hmm. Flying the ships is real nice with that.
Yeah. Oh, the space combat's really cool. You gotta line up against your enemy and shoot them on the right sides and deplete their shields and all that.
Oh, that's cool.
I tell you, the Borg invasion events were always really hard.
Getting those Borg cubes.
Oh, God, it's so bad. Like, I would, like, get into, like, clusters with other players, and we still couldn't do it.
Wow.
Because they were just nuts.
They changed the way it starts, too.
Did they?
Yeah, you start, well, at least when you're playing Federation, you start graduating from the Starfleet Academy.
Oh, instead of on a ship getting taken over by the Borg?
Yeah. Which I thought it was cooler, but they kind of, like, destroy your role-playing a little bit, because you go around and everybody talks to you about how great you are and how much you help them get through school. It's like, what if this is not the character I want to play as? Like,
yeah, what if I want to be a jerk?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it kind of ruins the ability to role-play.
I don't know. I think kind of a BioWare Star Trek game would be kind of dope.
Oh, yeah, it would. It totally would.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what Mass Effect is, more or less.
Yeah.
It's definitely more Star Trek than Star Wars.
True. But I'm just imagining, like, the Old Republic, but with Star Trek.
Yeah.
Now that I'm talking about it, I'm sad that it doesn't exist.
Yeah. I just realized the other day that any Star Wars versus Star Trek argument, like, who would win in a fight, the answer is always Star Trek.
No.
Because their technology is so much better. I mean, they have...
It's newer. I don't know if it's better.
They have teleportation technology, and Star Wars doesn't.
Yes, but Star Wars also has the point. Force.
That's true. The Force might balance it out.
Also, the fact that if you take, you know, factions like the Empire, where their machines are built for war, versus the Federation that are not.
Not necessarily. There's sections, like, of the Federation that's...
One.
Yeah.
There's the Defiant.
Well, and, you know, in the one with RoboCop, where he was making that giant Enterprise that was like a war machine thing.
Oh, God.
Yeah, in remember?
The 2000,
one. The one that's not Wrath of Khan, but it's totally Wrath of Khan.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Okay, so Vulcan mind meld powers versus Jedi powers. Like, that's what it would come down to.
I don't know.
I mean, because the Vulcan mind meld takes the fact that you have to, like, sit there and keep touching the person.
Not just mind meld, but, like, Vulcan abilities just in general.
Okay, the mind meld and the pinch.
And the super strength, there are.
Oh yeah,
they have super strength.
Oh yeah,
they have regenerative properties. They can transfer their consciousness into other people. Search for Spock.
Yeah, it's been so long since I've watched Search for Spock.
Vulcan are the Jedi of Star Trek.
They kind of are. They're kind of what the Jedi should have been, because the Vulcans are emotionless, you know, robot people.
They're what the Jedi are aspiring to.
Yeah.
Boy, we're really going on a tangent here.
I'm glad, too. This is good stuff. I can do my check it out super quick. Short answer is I haven't really checked anything out. I've been playing Dragon Quest. This is the third week in a row. This is the last time I'll be talking about it because I beat the game.
Oh, I remembered something.
Yeah.
You can keep going.
Okay. Well, anyway, I got through it, and I got through it quicker than I think the average is. The average is about 100 hours. I got it through it in about 65 to 70. There's just post-game content now, and that's it. Just leveling everyone up and doing that.
Getting those jobs.
The grind.
Yep. Yeah. Just something to give me something to do until the new Pokemon comes out, basically, is what it is at this point.
Yeah.
The other thing I checked out hasn't actually happened yet. We're recording this Wednesday afternoon, and this evening, Fathom Events, you guys know what Fathom Events are. It's where you go to the theater, and they kind of multicast something out to a bunch of different theaters. They're doing a showing of Young Frankenstein with an intro by Mel Brooks.
Nice.
This evening, and I am anticipating it being a very good time. So
it probably will be.
It probably will be, but it hasn't happened yet. So future check. But by the time everyone's listening to this,
it will have happened.
Will have happened like 3 days ago. So just assume that it was great, man, and it was very cool.
I'd go to that if I didn't have class tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Stupid class. I just remembered.
Okay.
And I forgot it because it's insanely boring. The new Yo-Kai Watch came out, and I don't like it.
Oh, you don't?
No. At the very beginning, well, Yo-Kai Watch, if you don't know, I've talked about it on here a couple dozen times. It's like a Pokemon-esque monster collecting kind of game. Kind of, but not really.
With ghosts.
Yeah. I mean, it's really different than Pokemon, but conceptually, it's close.
Mm-hmm.
But the beginning, you lose your memory, you lose your watch, and you play through basically all the plot points of the first game, and it sucks.
Oh, really?
It's boring.
Yeah, that sucks.
It's like, I've done all this before. I know what's going to happen. Hmm. I mean, they obviously did it so if you didn't play the first game, you can jump into the second one. But it's called Yo-Kai Watch 2. Nobody's going to buy it if they haven't played the first one.
Yeah. Or at least go into it knowing that they're missing something.
Yeah.
So, yeah. That's weird.
Yeah, I'm really disappointed. I mean, most of the yokai I've seen are new, which is kind of cool, I guess.
Like the yokai butler?
Yeah, that butler picture that you sent.
Change your companion yokai that follows you around on the map.
Oh, nice. Pokemon. Nice.
But Whisper's the default.
Okay.
And he gets really upset at you if you switch him out. But it's just too samey.
Mm.
I'm sure it'll get better further on, but it's a real slog. It makes the slowness of the beginning of Dragon Quest VII feel like nothing.
Oh, really? It's that bad? Wow. Wow.
Well, that in the original game, you got a bike at one point, like Pokemon, so you can move faster.
Yeah.
But now you don't have it, and when you've played the original game and you're used to having that bike to get around quicker, now it's gone.
Oh, wow.
And the map so far is exactly the same. It's the same town.
Jeez. Sounds really lazy.
Yeah. Like, I'm sure it'll open up and it'll be cool. Like, the demo was in a whole new area.
Oh, that's good, at least.
So it'll open up and it'll probably get better, but Jesus.
Yeah, I don't know what they were thinking.
Yeah. I don't want to say don't get it, but, like, know what you're getting into.
Yeah. You should have plenty of things here, Josh.
Yeah, you had the show off last week.
You had 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
This week and last week. You had 2 weeks. You should have 2 weeks worth of stuff.
Well, not really.
Okay.
I really haven't done anything.
Okay. Let's hear it.
Let's see here. I finished Gravity Falls.
Okay, good.
I need to do that.
Yeah, you really get on that so we can talk about it and you can cry about it.
I probably will.
Like, it's... God, that last episode is so devastatingly awesome. But at the same time, I'm like, for some reason, I have this really strong urge to cosplay as Bill Cipher.
Oh, God.
Oh, nice.
You'd be a triangle?
Yeah. Yeah,
I want to be a big evil triangle demon.
Cool.
Who's really legit terrifying at times.
I bet Alex Hirsch goes back to it someday.
I'm sure he will.
He's got like a new thing coming out.
Yeah, he's got a show for Fox coming out for adults.
Hey, that's cool.
Because that's what he wanted to make all along, is a show for adults, I feel like.
Yeah.
Well, honestly, watching all of Gravity Falls like I have, it's pretty legit for an older audience.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, there are some things that are really, really creepy.
Oh, yeah. It gets legit creepy.
Mm-hmm.
I had a lady come into work one day wanting to see if we had, like, a Gravity Falls DVD because her kid wanted a Gravity Falls birthday party, which was awesome. And she's like, yeah, I like it. Like, we started watching it, and I thought it was, like, cute and funny, but, like, now it's, like, kind of scary. But the kids, it doesn't bother them, so I guess it's fine.
Yeah, it's kind of freaky. And the fact that, like, even though it's on a Disney channel, or it was on Disney XD, they make references to killing and corpses and all kinds of things a lot.
Yeah, it's one of the, like, least Disney TV show cartoons. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, it's, man, like, they don't even say, like, destroyed or I'll hurt you. No, it's like, I'm going to kill you.
That's, yeah.
Oh, man.
I need to get caught up on it, too. I've
been,
yeah.
Down to, like, literally the last three episodes.
Oh, the three weird Mageddons.
Yeah. I'm not good with watching the ends of shows, though.
Especially ones you really, really like.
Yeah.
Like, you don't want it to end. So if you feel like if you don't watch it, it doesn't end.
Exactly. Yeah,
there you go.
Too bad it did.
I've seen every episode of 30 Rock except for the last one.
Oh, man. Oh, you're missing out. The last ones are actually really good for 30 Rock.
Like, literally the final episode.
Yeah, that is excellent. Very good show. Very good ending.
We never finished Parks and Rec.
Killing me.
Really? Wow.
No.
Well, the end of Parks and Rec was kind of...
I guess, yeah.
That last season was kind of for me.
They did, a false ending on the season before. Like, that last episode of the season before the last one.
Yeah.
You can tell they thought it was over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I guess I never watched the ending to The Office, but that's more because I just kind of gave up
completely
on The Office.
Lost interest, yeah. Yeah, me too.
Yeah, the ending of The Office, though, is a really legit ending.
I'm sure it is. I'm sure it is. I just, that last season and a half, I just couldn't get through.
No, I get it.
That's what I was about to say. The ending of The Office should have happened a season or two before it did.
Jim and Pam's wedding, I think, would have been the perfect ending.
Yeah, the capper.
That was a really good episode. It would have capped it off.
It really would have. And then the one where Michael Scott left would have been another spot for the show to end. But it just kept limping along for like another two or three seasons after that. Well, but then again, we would have never gotten Robert California. So
yeah. Well, that's also like my personal feelings on Supernatural. It should have ended on season 5, which technically it was supposed to.
Yeah.
Don't say that to a lot of people.
Oh, a lot of people.
Oh, I know.
So your mom.
Yeah, don't say that to my mother.
I apologize, and this is my opinion, and anyone else who disagrees with me is wrong. But anyway, I feel like the season 5 ending was perfect. As it was, the storyline for that season was good, and then just done. Just should have ended right there.
I would rather see a TV show end on a high note than have it limp on and get extra episodes.
Just exactly.
Eating a That's dead why... horse and dragging it around.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
That's why I'm glad, like, as much as I didn't want Gravity Falls to end because I super enjoyed it, I'm glad it ended where it did.
I don't know. I think it still had... It had plenty left it could have did.
It did, but, it still ends very well.
Yeah. I mean, it definitely ended on a high note, but there was a lot... I think there was a lot they still could have done.
Yeah, but...
And, like... I love Adventure Time, but it's been going on forever.
Oh, yeah, that feels like it's limping along.
Yeah, it's limping.
Actually ending.
Yeah,
it is ending, but...
Yeah, we got one more season left, and it's done.
And that's good.
Or no, it might be two seasons.
Two seasons, yeah.
Yeah, I know regular show has one left, and it's over, which that's definitely,
fine.
Like...
Have you caught any of the new episodes of regular show?
Not in a long time.
Regular show in space?
No, I didn't see it.
Yeah, it's weird.
I'm sure it is. It's regular show.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, but it's like even weird for regular show.
Yeah.
I mean, because... they have an obvious formula that is, I'm sure, is getting old by now.
Yeah.
It really is.
You know, we're talking about shows getting ending and stuff. We had it on the news thing, but we could talk about it now. The Archer's ending.
Yeah.
In a couple more seasons. And they're going to be truncated season. They're only like 8 episode seasons, what I heard. Yeah, something like that.
Like, I love Archer. I really do. And the writing is perfect. And H. Sean Benjamin is like, boom.
Great.
Oh, he's always funny in everything.
Oh, hell yeah. But I kind of feel like that one's kind of overstaying its welcome, too.
He'll always be Coach McGurk, too.
Yeah. But no, I agree. As much as it pains me to see that show go, it's time.
Like, the last season, like, the last couple seasons have been kind of like, eh.
They're kind of stretching the format a little bit.
A little bit. Like, with the whole, like the thing with this last season, they were a detective agency in Hollywood.
Yeah.
And then the one before that, they were back to being spies on that one.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was the one before that where they were cocaine drug lords.
Archer Vice.
Archer Vice, yeah.
Very weird.
It was. But... I get it, but at the same time, I'm like,
I'd just be really excited to see whatever show they come up with next.
Oh, yeah, Floyd County,
those guys are really good.
Yeah.
And just think it all kind of C-Lab.
C-Lab was great, and Frisky Dingo sure did exist.
Yeah. It was good, too. I liked Frisky Dingo.
Yeah, I liked Frisky Dingo, the first season of Frisky Dingo. The second season
got... The first season was pretty good.
The one where he's tried running for president and had that penguin.
Yeah.
That was kind of...
I don't know. I like those, too. Yeah.
And then the what was it? The spinoff on that.
Exticles.
I wish that would have happened because the one episode, the pilot episode was really
funny.
Hilarious.
That was really funny. But that show had a proto Archer in it. The main guy, the main Exticle, was basically...
Oh, yeah, he basically was Archer.
He was pretty much just Archer.
Yeah. And, like, it's kind of weird, like, because they employ a lot of the same voice actors, like, from that into Archer, and it's like, wait a minute, you were this and that.
Yeah.
You know, we can never go back to Arizona.
Yeah.
What was...
Killface.
Yeah. Killface. Yep. God, what was that? I almost said Murderface. I was like, wait a minute, that's a different show.
No, that's Metalocalypse.
Yeah. Same channel, different show.
Yeah.
Boy, that show kind of got canned before its time.
It did. Yeah.
I loved Metalocalypse. It was so messed up, but I loved it.
Yeah. I think Adult Swim treated Brendan Small kind of crappy.
Yeah.
He had to fight to get a half-hour show, which shouldn't have been a fight because it was a very popular show at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But they did put out a couple of really good albums.
Oh, yeah.
They really did.
Those were great. Those were fantastic albums.
Yeah. God, I'm just remembering the coffee episode.
No scream for the cream.
And, like, they pour that hot cream and everyone's like got skull faces and their skin got scalded off.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Good Lord.
It's called Food Libraries.
All the characters were so good.
Good and dumb.
Yes. Oh, I watched the first episode of the new season of Star Wars Rebels.
Oh, is it good?
Yes. And Grand Admiral Thrawn is canon again.
Good.
And they're definitely doing the kind of the Clone Wars thing where they're kind of taking the kid gloves off.
Good.
Nice.
Like, it's a little dark.
I need to catch up on that show because it is a really good show. It's a legit good Star Wars thing.
Yeah, like Ezra does some stuff with the Force that is extremely questionable.
Okay, don't spoil it.
I'm not. Don't spoil it. But it's like, oh man, I'd never thought about that before. Oh man. And the show's kind of growing. Like I won't say the art style is necessarily changing, but some of the models have changed a little to reflect kind of a time jump.
Mm. Okay, good.
Like, Ezra's a little older.
Mm-hmm.
Sabine changes with every season, you know, with new hair color and stuff, because she's, you know, paint.
She's the artist.
Yep. You know, just the fact they're bringing in more and more Star Wars
characters.
She's
Roller Derby Boba Fett.
She is Roller Derby Boba Fett, and I love it.
That's the best way you could describe her character, I think.
Like, seriously, like, Sabine is probably one of my favorite characters in the whole show.
Yeah, she's really cool.
I've always super enjoyed her ever since I saw like the original thing with her, and I was like, that is the best.
I like that Mandalorian.
I do. I mean, I've got a soft spot for Mandalorians anyway. But you know,
I like Hera too. She's cool.
Yeah, especially if you read the New Dawn novel about how her and Kanan met. It's really, really good. It's a really good book.
Initially, when I was first watching it, I was mad at how misused she was, but it gets better.
Oh yeah, season two, she's like way like a bigger picture kind of character.
I'm like, why isn't she doing anything? Like,
why is she just the pilot?
Yeah, why is she being everyone's mommy?
Well, because she kind of is.
Yeah,
I mean, she's, you know, she is everyone's mom. And Kanan's kind of everyone's dad in a way, or more like everyone's stepdad. That's pretty much all I really.
But the episode with Lando, her and Lando.
Oh, I know.
Just excellent.
Cool.
It is really good. Like, I don't know why so many people dogged on the Rebels when it was coming out. And I was like, it's good. I've enjoyed the entire.
Well, because
ride.
they knew that
Freddie Prinze Wars... Jr. was on it.
Well, yeah, Freddie Prinze Jr. was on it. They knew that Clone Wars was good, and they were afraid that Disney was going to Disneyfy their TV Star Wars show. I think that was the main problem.
Well, you know what? I love Clone Wars as much as the next guy, but those last couple seasons,
they weren't great.
No. I mean, there were like pockets of good ones, like the one where with Ahsoka and on the run and stuff.
Yeah.
It was great. Straight up parody of the Fugitive.
Yeah.
No, I'm serious. Like, there are some scenes they straight pull from it.
Nice. Yeah.
That's cool.
Like the sewer pipe and
oh yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. But it's
I didn't kill my wife. I don't care. Fugitive, such a good movie.
Yeah, it's very good.
I've never seen it.
Well,
I'm not surprised.
Surprise.
Which is a it's for an episode of Hey, I haven't seen that. Whenever we get around to doing those again,
yeah.
Hey,
eventually.
My name's Cody Pinnick. I don't watch movies.
That should be the opening.
It should.
Show.
Yeah.
We'll record a bit where I explain the
yeah. We'll work on that.
Hey, Cody, what do you think this movie's about? I don't know. A beetle that drinks juice? I don't know.
Yeah, that's my favorite part of doing that show is guessing what the movie is going to be about.
Yeah, so we need to do more of those. Anyway, let's go ahead and take a break here, and when we get back, we'll get into some news.
Yay!
Nerd Overload is sponsored in part by Warp Zone, video games and beyond. Warp Zone is the place for all your gaming needs, like modern, vintage, and import video games, as well as gaming collectibles. Warp Zone, Video Games and Beyond is located at 4496 Cemetery Road in Hilliard, 614-219-1997, and Warp Zone on Facebook.
We're back. That was a track off of the H. John Benjamin jazz album. I'll pick one of them.
Yeah. We liked playing it so much the first time around, we figured we'd go back to
back to it. Plus, you know, we talked about Archer, so yeah. Hey. Yeah, it ties in.
Yeah,
trust us, it ties in. So, let's get in some news and let's jump into Pokemon.
Yeah, let's get
not a show without Pokemon.
Let's get it out of the way.
Now for our continuing segment, Pokemon news.
Let's rip that Band-Aid off. they announced more Pokemans.
Yeah, the three starting Pokemon always have three forms, and
right.
They showed off the second. The middle forms.
Yeah, the weird adolescent pubescent forms of them.
Yeah.
Awkward teens.
The awkward teens, yeah.
Yep, with that awkward teen hair.
That one does, anyway, yeah.
the owl that turns into Polygon's Nick Robinson.
Yeah, he has the weird emo hair swoop.
Yeah. Yeah, there's the owl becomes a larger owl with an emo hair swoop.
Mm-hmm.
The kitten becomes a bigger cat.
With a bell that's on fire.
Yeah. And the goofy seal turns into kind of like a pop star goofy seal.
Seal, yeah.
And dress.
Yeah.
So, okay.
They're all pretty great. They're good. All three of them.
The designs are solid.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not changing my pick. I still am going to go with Litten.
I'm still going with Rowlet.
Rowlet. Come on. It's a dual type as a starter.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah. It's flying grass.
It's flying grass.
And the other ones aren't?
Nope. No, the
others
are,
weird.
Are regular.
That's bizarre.
Which means in the third form, the other two are going to gain a something.
Yeah.
The water's probably going to gain fairy type. I just have a feeling.
Yeah,
you can kind of tell. Anyway, that's the main Pokemon like character news, but they announced a bunch of stuff with online connectivity and boxing and stuff like that.
Yeah, the Pokemon boxes now have like mini games to go along with them too.
Yeah. Including what used to be the daycare center. Like, one of the things you can do is level up based on how much you walk.
Yeah.
Or your character walks. So it makes me wonder if daycares and stuff are going to be in this new game.
Instead of,
you'll just be able to access it wherever you go. Yeah,
by sending them to that island inside the PC.
Yeah. Beyond that, like I said, there's also online connectivity. There's like mini games that you play with other
the little plaza or whatever.
Yeah, there's a little festival.
Yeah, and that's cool.
Yeah, why not?
Sure.
Mega Evolutions are back, which
that's
is
good.
Not
Yay.
A big surprise.
Not surprising at all.
Yeah,
it was too big of an implementation in the previous generation.
It was a major focus of two different Pokemon games.
Well, the metagame, the actual like tournament play and stuff like that, it was too integral for them to not include it.
Yeah.
Everyone would lose it. Yeah, it would be bad news.
Besides, a lot of Mega Evolutions look really cool.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that too.
Yeah, and it was a good idea to begin with.
Mm-hmm. Let's see, was there anything else with the Pokemon news?
There's a demo that's going to come out.
Oh, yeah, the demo. Yeah, that's coming out here on the 18th.
Yeah.
It's free, so that's cool if you're planning on getting the game.
And the special Pokemon you get for doing the demo carries over into the final version of the game.
It does.
It's Ash
dumb.
Greninja.
It's dumb.
It's a Greninja that looks like Ash Ketchum from the show.
From the show, which is weird because they've never... I mean, I know the game and the show both feature Pokemon, but it's not like they've ever tied
Closest you get is they put Team Rocket in Pokemon Yellow.
Yeah, that's about it. But beyond that, it's always been the games and the
separate universes.
So why all of a sudden are we getting this thing? And it's dumb looking, too.
Oh, yeah, it's stupid.
It's real dumb.
I think it's more just a nod than anything. I don't think it's so much. I don't think it's a greater move for anything.
Well, no, but it still doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not like Ash is some legendary character within the Pokemon games. Yeah.
Well, unless they decide that he is.
I hope not, because he's a garbage trainer.
Oh, he's the worst trainer.
I mean, James is a better trainer than Ash.
He sent a Pikachu in against a Geodude. Lightning doesn't work against rocks.
Come on, man.
Hey, come on, man. That's like Pokemon 101.
Yeah. I love it, like in the old show, like Misty calling Ash out on his crap about not using types, right?
Yeah.
He's never won a league battle ever.
He is the worst trainer. But they had to do that because they needed a reason for him to keep on going. He had to always lose.
And stay 10 forever.
And stay 10 forever. Yeah.
They changed the art style on the next season of the show whatever.
A little older, doesn't he?
I think, and he's going to school now.
Good. Get that kid back in school.
Yeah, he needs to be
he's been
in
a delinquent for decades.
Yeah.
But the art looks a little weird. Like, it's just a different style, and it looks weird for Pokemon.
Yeah, well, a lot of this stuff is weird for Pokemon. Yeah. So, yeah.
And hey, they don't want it to get stale, I mean.
Yeah, I get it.
Hey, I really like Pokemon Origins. I wish they could have gone more.
There is more.
Is there more?
Actually, surprise. They
what?
They just released, I think they're on, like, the fourth episode now of this
they're like,
Pokemon
They're like
Origins.
Little five-minute
sure.
deals. Yes. But yeah, they're pretty, yeah. I haven't watched any of them, though. But I've seen screen
the
caps, and
ones are
pretty
great.
Good.
Yeah, it's a little more brutal. It's
it really is.
It's obviously meant for an older audience, I think.
And it follows Red. It doesn't follow Ash.
Yeah,
right?
It follows the story of the games.
Yeah, and that's good.
Except for the fact, you know, there was a Mega Evolution.
Was there?
In the first one, yeah. Yeah, Red's Charizard Mega Evolved.
Yeah, whatever.
Well, yeah, they had to push the new game.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point.
I think that's about it for Pokemon News segment.
Okay, we got through it. All right.
Yeah.
Okay, so next up on the docket. So they announced the name of the last Wolverine movie, or at least the last of the Hugh Jackman. Hugh Jackman and his Hugh Acton is going to be starring in Logan.
He should
Wolverine
be in a fast actin tenactin commercial.
That would be pretty great.
Hugh Jackman for tenactin.
Oh, perfect. But anyway, yeah, we've known about Wolverine 3 for a while, and that it was going to follow an older, like post-apocalyptic, like old man Wolverine, like after everyone else is gone and dead and whatever. But they've named it Logan, and I guess they announced it by putting up a giant poster
on the side of a building.
On the side of a building of a little kid holding on to what's clearly Wolverine's old man Wolverine's hand because the claws are popping out of the old
hands.
Yes. So that's cool.
I mean, it'll be interesting.
I don't think I've seen any of the standalone Wolverine movies.
The
Origins
Wolverine's
is
good.
Garbage. Wolverine is okay.
The Wolverine is good. Don't watch Origin.
It bad.
It's
it'll make you die on the inside.
Actually,
I
know. Watch it if you enjoy bad movies.
It's so bad. Like the CG is so.
It's unfinished.
Bad.
There's a scene where he pops his adamantium claws for the first time because in Origins for the first half of the movie he has bone claws, so he pops them for the first time, and he's standing like in a bathroom, and they're like it's almost like from Roger Rabbit when Eddie Valiant was in Toontown and is like holding onto like the cartoon gun. It almost the claws almost look like that. They're
yeah,
like big
bad.
Floppy cartoon like
oh and they're like ridiculously long.
Oh yeah, they're like if they were real claws they would go up to like his elbow when they were inside his body. They're the lengths like changed from scene to scene. Like
yeah,
they didn't have
like,
any internal consistency.
And he's sitting there looking at them and they're touching and for some reason
they're sparking. Big cartoon sparks, and then he cuts a sink in half.
Yeah, and he's like, water starts spraying everywhere, and he's like, oh man, oh crap.
Yeah,
it's stupid.
Yeah, don't forget about Deadpool in that movie.
With his mouth sewn shut.
I refuse to acknowledge that as Deadpool.
And he has Wolverine claws, but there's just one, and well, it's a sword that comes out of his arm.
Yeah, he looks like Baraka.
He looks exactly like Baraka, yeah.
Oh, and he's got laser eyes.
And teleportation.
Yeah, it's...
Mm-hmm.
And there's, wow. A Gambit that loses the Cajun accent two sentences in.
Oh, yeah. Well, hello, Cher.
Yeah. That's pretty much
it. Tis I, Gambit.
Sabretooth is his brother?
No, that's from the comics.
Is it?
Yeah. The comic X-Men, or Wolverine Origin. Yeah. Well, it was like they were part of the same, like,
genetic
pool kind
of
thing.
Oh, okay. They came out of the same litter.
Yeah. A little bit, yeah. That's actually the best way to describe it.
Yeah, their mom was a real...
Yeah, well, no. Cutting that.
That's fine.
No. Actually, it's kind of funny. I was at work last night, and the TV was getting spun from channel to channel, as it normally does, and... for whatever reason, it stopped on the movie Kate and Leopold for about 5 seconds. And I had forgotten that both Hugh Jackman and Liev Schreiber
are in that.
Were like the two main male leads in Kate and Leopold. And that was Wolverine and
Sabretooth.
Yeah.
What I don't get is what was wrong with getting the Sabretooth from the original movie?
Oh, Tyler Mane?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was a bad actor.
Yeah, he's a terrible actor, but he's the Lion Man, so why does it matter?
Well, why didn't they give Liev Schreiber, like, Sabretooth hair?
This is
that
true.
That would have fixed everything.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's not what we're talking about.
Yeah, he just looks like Liev Schreiber, and then he has, like, stupid claws.
Yeah.
Or old bag lady nails, as Deadpool puts it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Seriously, like, Ryan Reynolds, like, in the beginning part of that movie...
is perfect.
Is great.
It's why they made the Deadpool movie.
Yeah.
Because in the 15 minutes where he is just Ryan Reynolds making jokes,
it's great.
It's Deadpool. Once that beginning part ends is when the movie gets bad.
Which is, you know, the rest of it.
Oh, yeah. Will.i.am was in it, too.
Oh, God. I forgot about that.
Yeah. Will.i.am was one of Wolverine's old Vietnam buddies. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Uh-huh. He wore a cowboy hat and teleported everywhere.
Yeah. Well, there is a kind of a cool sequence in that movie where it shows Wolverine.
He hung out with Apple D App.
Apple D App. Yep.
There's a part, there's a sequence in the movie where it shows Wolverine and Sabretooth going together through, like, all these major wars through history.
Oh, yeah. That was kind of cool. Again, that happened before the point where
the movie gets bad.
The movie gets bad. Like, yes. The opening credits are actually pretty cool.
Yeah.
But anyway, Logan, third one, it's going to be good. And it'll be, I hope it's more of a serious drama with bits of action to kind of give Hugh Jackman a good send-off. Because this is it. I mean, dude's getting old.
Yeah.
He can't be Wolverine forever. Unlike Wolverine, Hugh Jackman is not immortal. He can't live forever. He can't keep getting jacked, man.
No, they'll just like digitalize him like they did with, you know.
He can't be a huge jacked man forever.
Perfect. Nailed it.
I can't. Yeah, that's too good of a joke.
Yeah.
Next story.
In continued movie news.
Yes.
In continued Disney live action news. We talked about that a little last week.
Yeah.
They're doing a Mulan one now.
Sure. Okay.
Why not?
Cool.
Sure, you're doing all the other ones. You might as well do Mulan.
Mulan would actually be really kind of neat because the war scenes.
Oh, yeah, it'd be great.
Uh-huh.
I kind of hope they keep the Make a Man Out of You sequence.
No, they cut all the songs out.
They do cut all the songs out, but they keep the sequence.
They didn't for Jungle Book.
I thought they didn't sing in that one. I thought there was only like a little bit of...
They do Bare Necessities.
Oh, they do? Oh.
Huh.
Well.
Yeah.
Well, I guess we were wrong.
Yeah.
Whoops.
Dishonor on your cow.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, man. Get Eddie Murphy to come back as the
Mushu.
Voice of the CG Mushu. Oh, that would be great.
He'd do it.
He'd basically be Donkey from...
He would, yeah.
I didn't tell you, I had someone in my class that had a tattoo on her leg of Mushu holding, like, cancer, like, astrological signs.
Oh, really?
Oh, wow. It was really bad.
Oh, wow. Wow.
I don't know. I never.
I mean, don't get me wrong. Mulan's a great movie, and it's one of my favorite Disney films. But
why Mushu?
Yeah,
Mushu is not one of the better Disney characters.
He is not.
Sure.
No.
I mean, the three dudes that Mulan's run around with are better characters than Mushu.
It's a better idea than the Lion King.
It is a better idea than the Lion King.
They're doing a live action Lion King. Just makes
can
me
you
angry.
Call it live action?
Exactly. Yeah. It'll be CG.
Yeah.
CG animal.
Hyper-realistic animated movie.
It's going to be bad.
Yeah. Actually, with the live-action Mulan, there's been a big push amongst Power Ranger fans, believe it or not, to try to get Yoshide Sadarso, the actor who plays Coda, the Blue Ranger for this season and last season, as, like, Prince, what's his name?
Oh, the General's son.
The General's son.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. The guy's a stunt actor.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He can do it.
Is it bad that I kind of want Mulan to be almost like Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon?
No, not at all. That's what I'm hoping they do.
That's what they should do.
Yeah.
Also, don't whitewash it, please.
Yes.
Exactly.
Anna Faris as Mulan.
Scarlett Johansson.
Joe Scarlett, yes.
Oh, God.
As the Emperor of Japan.
Emperor of Japan?
Or China.
China. Whatever.
Wow.
Whatever.
Yes, yeah, that Great Wall of Japan.
Great Wall of Japan, yes.
Such a legendary structure.
You can't see it because it's underwater.
Oh, I'm tired, guys. Come on.
Oh, man, can we just talk about how bad that Great Wall movie is going to be?
It's going to be terrible.
I didn't know they were making one.
Yeah.
It's got
Matt Damon.
Yeah, oh, it's got God. Matt Damon in it.
Oh, God.
Fighting. And the wall was built to keep out monsters, not the Huns.
Yeah.
Wow.
Actual monsters.
Okay. Great.
And I forget, is Matt Damon supposed to be of Asian descent in that movie?
I don't think it's been disclosed yet.
I believe he's supposed to.
Chinese Matt Damon.
Actually, we're going to look up a picture. Because
well, he's wearing Chinese armor and stuff. And
I think they gave him the squinty eyes.
No.
Oh, no.
Hey, remember when they tried to do that digitally with Scarlett Johansson
for God.
Ghost in the Shell? Yeah, that looked great.
That's super racist to do.
It's digital.
I don't know.
Nah, it just looks like Matt Damon.
It just looks like Matt Damon wearing Chinese armor.
He is squinting an awful lot, though.
It's Matt Damon. Yeah. He squints at a lot of stuff.
He does.
I mean, I squint a lot of stuff, but that's because I need new glasses.
It's as bad as making Tom Cruise a samurai.
Yeah, well, at least one, that makes sense because he is American.
Yeah.
He was a white dude.
Narratively, they explain it. I doubt they do that in this garbage-looking movie.
Oh, they probably will. He'd be like, say he's like a mercenary or some stupid thing. Or maybe he's the architect of the Great Wall. Who knows?
Yeah, that'd be great. Well, who built China's most amazing achievement? A white dude.
Yeah. Matt Damon.
Yeah, Matt Damon.
Yeah, it doesn't have a character name for Matt Damon yet, so I'm not sure.
It's going to be bad.
Whatever it is, it's going to be really bad.
That reminds me, when I check it out, I meant to talk about South Park.
Yeah, let's talk about South Park.
The new season has been garbage.
Really?
I hate it.
Yeah?
And I'm a big South Park fan, a big South Park apologist. Yeah. I've always been a huge fan of the show. This season has not been doing it for me.
Do you think maybe Matt and Trey have finally kind of lost...
Hit their stride?
I think they're
lost
old.
Grip a little bit?
They're old.
Yeah.
I think they're old dudes.
Yeah.
Because a lot of this... It's another continuing plot line through multiple episodes, which I have umbrage with on its own. I think the show works better when it takes one issue at a time and makes jokes about it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's been a lot about online trolling. And their whole kind of message with it, I think, is just get off the internet, dummy. And, like, that's not good.
Yeah.
Like, some people need to use the internet as a job. Like,
yes.
That's not the solution.
Yeah, I don't know. I stopped watching South Park a few years ago. I catch it every now and again. Well, I don't have cable, so, but.
Well, it's on Hulu.
Well.
That's where I've been
like,
watching
Like, when it. Do I have time to watch anything anyway? But, they just started to kind of seem like they're losing their stride a little bit, losing their touch.
Well, every joke is like an old man's political cartoon with this put your phone down kind of mentality.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of jokes that have been carrying over episode to episode that they hasn't had a payoff yet.
Yeah.
And like, there's nothing funny enough to carry three episodes of a TV show to have a payoff worthwhile.
Well, you know, we were talking about, before the break, we were talking about shows that should maybe have ended before they got stretched too thin and got bad.
Maybe South Park is at
maybe
that point.
Maybe South Park has reached that point where it's gotten too long in the tooth.
Yeah. Last season had some good ones and some stinkers. This one has just been all, I think, three or four episodes in?
Yeah.
They've all been just awful.
Wow.
Like, there's some good jokes in there because they're still funny
dudes. They're funny guys.
But overall, it's just been just a real disappointment.
Huh. Wow.
There was a running joke in one episode about people quitting Twitter and making it like it's suicide. That's funny.
That's not funny.
Like, online, like, cyberbullying has led lots of kids to kill themselves. Like, that's not funny.
It's not, yeah. Yeah, maybe South Park is finally kind of, yeah.
They probably hit their peak a long time ago, honestly.
if we're being honest.
Yeah, well, but, they were smart enough to evolve the show.
Yes.
about halfway through its run into being more topical, which worked.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think, I don't know, they're just like too old or what.
That could be.
Are we getting a bunch of dad jokes now?
Because
is it either that?
They're like pushing 50 at this point, aren't they?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Or are like we mid-40s. Maybe outgrowing it?
No, I'm still an immature child.
Well, I am too, but...
Yeah, I could still enjoy a good...
Fart joke
now.
See,
and then.
The good litmus test is go back to an old episode of South Park. And if you don't find it funny like you did when you were younger, then maybe you were outgrowing it.
Oh, I absolutely still would find the
old same here. So yeah, let's talk about a little more TV. Sherlock.
Yeah, speaking of shows ending again.
Yeah.
Everything's ending.
Yeah. Everything is.
Yep. Sherlock season 4 might be its last, which, you know, not a surprise.
Yeah.
I mean, it takes forever for them to even film a season.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that both, you know, Benedict Cumberbatch and Martin Freeman have been getting more popular and progressively more popular in more roles.
So in Marvel movies.
Yes.
Both of them.
Yes. And so I think it's a little harder for them to go back home. And
Benedict's getting too big for his Sherlock britches.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got to fill in that cloak of levitation, you know?
Yeah, but I'm okay with it. This being the last one, we'll go on and do something else.
Yeah.
Both in the actors' cases and in BBC's case.
Yeah.
Put the money into something, the next big thing.
BBC shows never last that long.
No.
It's kind of...
Unless it's Doctor Who.
Yeah. Well, which lasts forever, but...
Yeah.
Put that money...
All time and space.
Put that money into getting Mel and Sue and Mary Berry back on British Bake Off. How about that?
Ah, oh, jeez.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
They'll just pump more money into Top Gear.
Well, you know, they're not... Great British Bake Off isn't on BBC anymore. It's Channel 4.
Oh, that's right. It moved to Channel 4.
Yeah, the privately owned channel. The one that had Max Headroom on it.
It's not going to be worth watching anymore without Mel and Sue and Mary Berry.
No.
And Paul Hollywood is a total jerk for being the one that sticks around.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, his name's Hollywood.
Yeah.
So.
It's a very Hollywood move.
Yes.
I love that show.
I never
thought I would enjoy a baking show, but I do. It's a good show.
Yeah.
I wish Netflix had more than one season.
That would be cool.
Have you guys seen the new trailer for Doctor Strange, though?
No.
No, I haven't seen it.
Oh, man, you actually see him doing some Doctor Strange-y things.
Is it the one where they mentioned the Wi-Fi password?
Yes. I don't think I've
okay,
seen
then
it.
I have
I
seen it.
Seen
and
that.
He's like puts on the cloak and he tries to do a little magic.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have seen that one.
Okay.
Yeah, it's very good.
Yes.
I don't think I want to see it. I think I'm down with trailers.
Yeah, I think I kind of am too.
I just want to see
November.
The movie.
Yeah. Month of what?
Crap,
month and a half?
Next month.
Yeah, month and a half.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Pokemon.
Yeah, Pokemon.
Doctor Strange.
Doctor Strange. Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
Hush your dirty mouth.
No Christmas.
Yeah. Very quick. Let's not spend more than a minute on this. The Batman movie
is called The Batman.
The Batman.
It's dumb. It's boring.
Yeah. It's been done.
Yeah.
There was a cartoon called The Batman.
Yeah.
And it was bad.
It was bad. It'd be like calling it The Superman.
The Superman.
Or A Wonder Woman.
A Wonder Woman. Definite article Batman.
Yes. Those Flash.
Those flashes. I don't know.
That works in the narrative, actually.
Yeah.
A flock of Green Lanterns.
Another Batman movie.
Another Batman, yeah.
The not Lego Batman movie. Yeah.
It's like date movie or like scary movie.
Yeah,
or
Batman movie.
Yeah, Batman movie.
That'd just be all those Pete Holmes clips.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Scary face, what have you done with Harvey Dent? I love those videos. They're
really funny.
I'll bet in the end, the Telltale Batman game will be a better Batman movie than this Batman movie.
More than likely.
Which
more
makes
than
me
likely.
Sad, because I really liked Ben Affleck.
He's a good Batman.
Yeah, he wasn't a bad Batman. It wasn't, yeah.
It just sucks he's tied to a crappy franchise with crappy decisions behind
it.
Yeah.
A bunch of crappy execs.
Yeah. But oh well, we're only going to get those crappy movies for the next like 10 or 15 years, and then they'll have good execs in there who will remember these bad ones and go, we could do worse.
Hear that, or they'll just transfer everything into, you know, WB animated.
Yeah, one would hope.
That would be nice, yeah.
Yeah, that would be great.
Do you only have like 9 sequels to Avatar planned out until like 2020 zillion?
That is dumb.
Like, seriously, there are 9 sequels to Avatar.
Okay, which Avatar? The
Blue Cats.
Blue Cats. Oh, no!
Like, if you go to the IMDb for Avatar, whatever, the series, like, it'll show they've planned out. Or, like, James Cameron's
page. Just, it's just James Cameron saying, hey, I have this great idea. Blue cats underwater. Blue cats in the air.
Blue cats in space.
Well,
that would be the fourth one. Because the fourth one in a series, it always goes to space. Like Leprechaun 4.
No, Leprechaun 6 was Leprechaun in space.
I don't think it was 6.
Yeah.
I think if anybody's going to know about the Leprechaun movies, I'd side with
you. Okay, okay, good point. Good point.
Oh, wait, can you not see that because my finger's so small? Here, here, let me double it up for you. I'm
bleep
doing
that out.
This as hard as I can. Yeah,
bleep those deuces out.
The double deuce.
All right, so we got time for one last one real quick.
Let's do the Five Nights at Freddy's.
Sure.
That's a real, real famous hot game.
Yeah, the kids love it.
The kids love the scary animatronics popping out at you.
Okay.
You want to talk about tapping into primal fears? I'm gonna get some real talk with you right now.
Okay, let's get real.
I've only been to a Chuck E. Cheese a couple of times.
Okay.
And every time, the animatronics terrified me as a child.
Oh, man, you got to play Five Nights at Freddy's.
Yeah, no, you got to.
I
got to see you play this game.
No,
get a face cam on that.
Because I'm not going to PewDiePie scream my freaking head off. Because I don't do well with jump scares anyway.
We got to get you to play
it. Yeah.
It'll make great YouTube content.
I played Slender in the Dark, and it did not end well.
Okay, anyway, what's the news story? Because we can rag on Josh all day if we want to, but let's talk about the news while we're on mic.
The new game is scheduled to come out on the 7th.
Yeah.
So after this airs?
It's scheduled for this Friday.
Yeah. But the game's developer, Scott Cawthorne? I don't know how you pronounce his name. Scott something.
The one-man army that is Five Nights at Freddy's.
Yeah, the one guy that created the series and makes all the games by himself.
Mm-hmm.
He said maybe he's going to push it back because it's too scary and too dark for the kids.
Okay, how much of that is him hyping his game?
I don't know. That's the thing. Nobody knows if this is a stunt.
This is the guy who will set a date and then decide, like, the day after he sets the date, oh, yeah, I just released it.
Yeah. It's done now.
It's done now. Yeah. I'll just put it out now.
A month early, I'll put it out now.
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't put it past him to just be hyping the game up.
Yeah.
And it's a good idea.
It's sure.
It's a good way to hype it.
Plus, it's October.
Yeah. But it also makes sense because so many kids are into Five Nights at Freddy's.
That's true.
It's really big with kids for some reason.
But at this point, toning down Five Nights at Freddy's for the kids, doesn't that ultimately hurt the brand?
It was never that.
It was just jump scares.
Yeah,
it wasn't.
It wasn't too dark. Like, it was pretty kid appropriate if they could handle the jump scares and not have nightmares for weeks.
Yeah. Like, so maybe.
He used to make, like, Christian games and stuff. He's, like, a super Christian guy.
Yeah. Huh. So I know he could be just worried about the kids, that's a legitimate thing when you have a product like that that kids have taken to.
Yeah,
you know, and his marketing deals.
Yeah. And all the merchandise in the toy aisle.
No, I think he's trying to put in more Easter eggs so that MatPat guy for game theory.
Yeah, keep him in a job.
Keep him going.
Lose his mind.
Yeah.
Oh, his videos have gotten really bad lately.
I don't watch them. I can't watch that guy.
I don't watch him all the way through.
I can't. That guy is just the worst.
he tries way too hard.
He does. Now, I will say the guy's theory about Peach and Luigi.
Oh, the Rosalina one?
Rosalina one, yeah. I do kind of like that one.
That was a cool one.
But that was one of the early ones he did.
But he did one the other day that the Minecraft world is round and not a cube because of gravity.
He's stretching.
And it's like, but that's based on Earth's gravity.
This is a game.
Yeah, this is Minecraft world.
If anything, Minecraft is just a flat plane with blocks on it.
Yeah.
It is literally flat Earth.
Yeah, it's not a square, because it goes on forever. It'll keep going as you go. So it's obviously a flat plane.
Yeah.
But then the next video he did, or the one before it, I don't know, right next to each other, is one about Mario and his jumping abilities. But then he's like, but that's in the Mushroom Kingdom, which could be different. It's like, well, if you're going to apply that logic there, then it also applies on your Minecraft video, doesn't it? Like, he really picks and chooses.
He really does.
But that's just a theory.
God.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. Okay.
You're done. Well, with that, I think we're done.
You've been listening to Overload, a nerd overload. Thanks yeah. for listening.
Oh, God. Okay, yeah. You've been listening.
You're fired. Yeah.
You go to prison.
You go to prison, yeah. Anyway, yeah, you've been listening to Nerd Overload. Thank you very much for tuning in. You can find us each and every day over at nerdoverload.com.
You can find us at Facebook at facebook.com/nerdoverloadradio.
You can email us with your questions, concerns, hopes, dreams at staff@nerdoverload.com.
You can tweet at us at @nerd_overload with all those same things that she said. And you can follow us, subscribe to our YouTube channel, Nerd Overload TV.
That's right. And we're also on iTunes and Stitcher, so you can find all of our backlog of episodes. We have this is episode 116, I think. So we have at least a couple days worth of yeah. of us just rambling to go
yeah.
back through.
Yeah,
some of them might even be good. Who knows?
At least four or five of them.
Yeah. So anyway, thank you all. Yeah, yeah. So anyway, thank you all for tuning in, and we'll see you next week.
Pizza out.
This show was sponsored in part by Warp Zone, Video Games and Beyond.